With the clock ticking away, I have to spiel off this week's unbearable parable, and tonight's unbearable parable is a murder mystery. If you listen to all the clues, you should be able to pinpoint the killer before the parable is over. But listen hard, for tonight's parable is like a maze trapped inside a labyrinth covered with obscurity, camouflaged with phony suspects and wild goose chases. The scene is a police station, and the desk sergeant has been murdered. There was nobody else on the scene except the homicide detective, the emergency switchboard operator, and a wild 600-pound ape man with a crazy grudge against cops. The 600-pound ape man is seemingly in the clear because at the time of the murder, he was battling a vigilante prostitute with a crazy grudge against men. The homicide investigator is seemingly in the clear, too, because he is corrupt and so busy taking bribes and payoffs, he doesn't have time to go into work. That leaves the emergency operator, a 70-year-old lady whose killing instincts have been honed to a razor's edge by a secret life of crime fighting, as a superpower female anti-hero called Tigra, with the strength of a great jungle cat and her psychic connection with all tigers, she commands an army of wildcats who obey her thought transmissions and attack litter bugs and parking violators and jaywalkers with their razor-sharp talons. The murdered desk sergeant, just at that moment, sat bolt upright at his desk and took pot shots at the other suspects. Bullets zigzagged all over the place. And when the smoke cleared, the only one left alive was a long-legged Martian bird with one single antenna tuned to this radio station. The moral of the story is that crime is no substitute for violence in a sex-dripping mystery story designed to distract the listener from his meaningless life of heartbreak and disappointment. I'm Mr. Mark. Hey, gang, the treasurer says, don't save money. Spend it. Please serve your country with the most dangerous weapon, money. Spend or save your paycheck according to instructions we pass on to you from the Federal Reserve. This week, please spend, spend, spend. Especially, you should buy women's cosmetics, livestock, military supplies, coffee, and human slaves. Tune in every week when we'll fill you in on the right way to live for the right reasons in the right country full of politicians on the right. I'm Mr. Mark. I've got to read the advice we get from the Parenting Council. Kids are just like adults in some ways. They're naturally curious and strangely attracted to the dark side of things. That's why sometimes small kids commit grown-up crimes, like 8-year-old Tyler Laudenslager of Sailorsville, who blew up an Allentown suspension bridge just as a valuable giant crab was crawling across. Scientists needed that giant crab to offer laboratory proof they could end starvation through agricultural overgrowth. Or little 7-year-old Sarah Hessinger of Millersville, who shot a man that she thought was a burglar with her father's automatic handgun. That so-called burglar turned out to be a deranged local serial killer who survived the injury and went on to kill again and again, all because of the careless actions of a child. What can you do to preserve your family's safety and harm your enemies? That's easy. Cast your vote to repeal the law that would reverse legislation to enforce the ban excluding firearms, handguns, and explosive weapons from legal availability while affirming the mandate to amend the decree to vigorously pursue and punish anyone who agrees. I'm Mr. Mark, and this is Radio Variable or Minimal. We'll be back to the Mr. Mark Show after we pause to increase the show's duration. Hey, people who invest in the radio may become angry. People who invest in the radio may get wind of corruption and scandal. People who invest in radio sometimes get a behind-the-scenes glimpse of a corporate machine with a thirst for power, money, and sex while bringing you the hottest sound so you can get down in Allentown while avoiding issues of integrity and ethics moral responsibility, and personal decay. Who am I talking about? Come to the meeting and find out, the secret radio meeting at Godfrey Daniels Monday night at 8, where you'll hear what goes on under the sheets in a city of sin in the dead of night. You'll hear the treasurer's report. You'll hear the minutes from the last meeting. Hey, gang, what about world terrorism? Is there something you can do? Yes. Central Intelligence Agency anti-terrorism forces need volunteers to serve as decoys, human shields, and bomb defusers. If you care about this country, if you think anyone who doesn't ought to be shipped off to Russia, then we want you for this dangerous assignment. Call the CIA by dialing the FBI and telling the operator you're too disoriented and confused to dial it yourself. WMUH-FM originates in the Lehigh Valley, where industrial grime meets rural boredom. The Mr. Mark Show is taking a fork in the road at this hour.